Hello there, this is Crystalline HP, writer and director of the upcoming My Little Pony Phoenix Wright crossover, Turnabout Trio. As you have probably guessed, we're looking for some voice actors to flavour the very text-based nature of a Phoenix Wright case. And with your help, the end result should end up being enjoyable for the ears as well as the eyes. To take a look at what's available, check out the links below. Now then, partly to avoid a TLDR situation and partly to answer some questions that we predicted might be asked, a potential FAQ list if you like, I'm using my own voice here to give you the lowdown and answer those questions. The case summary link is exactly that, a very brief summary of the case at hand and one that's been deliberately designed to look like an investigation report made by the Ponyville Police. It's just something that I wrote with the intention of creating something more engaging to read than a wall of information. And like any good Phoenix Wright case, there's a lot more going on than first meets the eye. Don't worry about it, it's just there to pique your interest and to give you a very brief idea of what you'll be getting yourself into if you do go for a part. It does appear deliberately sketchy on the details, but, well, that was unavoidable, simply because we can't afford to be giving too much of anything away until the roles have been casted and I know who I'm sending the scripts to. The entire plot has been planned, double, triple and quadruple checked, and is totally airtight. The whole case is solid. Turnabout Trio has been in the works for a couple of months now, so yeah, this is a large-scale project that has grown way past its infancy. The series will be split into multiple parts and uploaded to YouTube, much like the well-known Turnabout Storm, whose creators, by the way, we have no point of contact with. This project is completely independent of any other. So, it goes without saying that recordings of canon characters should be as close to the show's voices as you can make them, but obviously we're not expecting perfection, we know life doesn't work like that. So, having your own spin on a canon character's voice is absolutely fine, because it's consistency that matters, and not suffering from a sore throat like I am now, I've got a cold. Yeah, not suffering from a sore throat if you strain your voice trying to mimic them exactly. As you'll see, we're after a fair few canon characters, so any and all submissions are welcome. You will notice that we have a couple of spots open for two pony OCs, one male and one female, called Trident Cross and Cistern Symmetry. Having already decided on their personalities, we have determined through rigorous self-embarrassment that none of us have the capacity to voice them well enough without sounding like we've been discorded, so we're turning to you guys. The thing with these two OCs is that we're not fussier about accents, we're feeling pretty experimental about the voices. Our only real guideline is that you perform their audition lines with their personalities in mind. You can read about both of them in the Pony OCs section, and their appearances can be found in the spoilers below if that helps give you some inspiration. You'll also see that we've animated both of them in a Phoenix Wright-esque style. These are just samples, the sort of thing you can expect to see in the finished project. In the finished project, every character will be animated in this sort of fashion, with several animations for each character to reflect different moods and expressions. Basically, we're just following the philosophy that no character should ever look like they've been hit with a freeze gun. And seriously, just have a go at voicing them. Try for Trident if you're a guy, or Cistern if you're female. Your voice might just suit them perfectly. So, how do you sign up for roles? Well, we're not fussy. Posting a recording of yourself onto this thread itself makes sense. Or you could have me on Skype, just search for Crystalline HP, my username is the same on there, and we can have a chat about it there. That's also the way to go if for any reason you want to keep your efforts anonymous to others. Oh, but please drop a note that voice acting is why you're adding me in your contact request, so I know in advance. Finally, a small request from me now. Even if you do go through Skype, please also reply to this thread itself, at least saying the characters you'll be trying for. Why? Well, it not only gives everyone a good idea of how many people are going for any particular role, but I myself also need a single place where I can see everyone who will be applying, no matter how they're applying, because if I can't, there is a risk I will accidentally overlook your efforts. So if you are trying out for anything, please do respond to this thread in some way. Thank you. Oh, sorry, one very last thing. We predicted the classic when's the deadline question, so I'll give you the straight answer. There isn't one. No strict one, at least, but we would like everyone who's interested to have replied within about a week or so of this being posted. Chances are that things will die down soon enough anyway, and we'll be silently judging in the background as we go along. All final decisions are made by me, and since I don't want to get ahead of myself or confuse anybody, I'll be posting all of the results to this thread all at once when all of the roles have been casted. Oh, and don't worry about missing that post. If you are casted, I'll PM you as soon as I can afterwards. Well, that's about it. Remember, you can try out for as many roles as you want. We're perfectly happy to cast one person as two or more characters. So, I'm going to end this now before I rant any further. Rant over, happy voice acting. Good luck!